Theater Thoughts by Michael Bettencourt. Back in 2006, the O'Neill Playwrights Conference suggested that the conference might want a share of a play's future earnings if that play had future earnings. High dudgeon followed, and the conference backed down from sharing in a play's subsidiary rights. I didn't feel that what the conference broached was an entirely bad idea. Making money off the work that it does? What is so wrong with that? Ah, I see. Art versus commerce. But this debate about art versus commerce has always felt dishonest to me. Art is a commodity, and artists have always treated their art as such. They produce it in order to sell it to an audience, because very few artists want to toil in obscurity producing stuff that no one sees. So, inherent in the very act of artistic creation is the imperative to have some sort of commerce with the world. And in order to create good art, they need this struggle of resistance and acceptance, need to worry about whether the art can support not only their souls, but also their rent and food budgets. Truth be told, all artists need to think and act more entrepreneurially anyway. In fact, playwrights should take to heart the lesson of what the O'Neill did and find healthy ways to commoditize themselves so that they do not have to march to someone else's drummer all of their writing lives. A good case in point here is Neil LaBute. Whatever one thinks of his work, LaBute is very successful because he has found a way to turn Neil LaBute into Neil LaBute, that is, the property about which people talk and with which they make deals. Will he be remembered the way Shakespeare is remembered? Who cares? He can pay the rent and put food on his table and have enough left over to take a vacation or two and not have to punch a clock that someone else owns. And what is so wrong with that? You can find more Theater Thoughts at www.m-betancourt.com. Ciao!